just want to acknowledge the presence of my dear friend Rabbi Shai Schechter, Yomi Schechter. Thank you for being here. It means the world. A quick sitter snippet before we dive in Maariv and the event we have tonight. You'll want to get here early, and we thank everyone for leaving through the library. There is enhanced security on the campus this evening, and we appreciate everybody's understanding and participation. Sitter Snippet is sponsored by the Saka family in honor of the patriarch of the family, Joseph Saka's 50th year outside. The Sitter Snippet is also dedicated in the Zchus of Yitzchak Isaac ben Reb Yechiel and Yitachaya Bas Shmuel ben Zion. We've been discussing, we're up to the third paragraph of Shema Vayomer. The Gemara Brochas Daf Yud Beis tells us that the many narratives and passages in the Torah that talk about leaving Mitzrayim, why was this one chosen? Because it has five themes, no less than five themes, that are critically important to invoke, to remind ourselves, and to be mindful of each and every day. And we mentioned, we understand why three of those themes are a perfect continuation of the themes of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim and Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos. Continuation of the theme of receiving the yoke of heaven and a commitment, a promise, and a pledge to surrender to Hashem, to perform His mitzvos, to make our lifestyle consistent with what He wants for us. But the two themes of Tzitzis and of Yetzias Mitzrayim, what does that have to do with Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim? What is wearing tzitzis? You're wearing a four-cornered garment, you put tzitzis on the corners. What does that have to do with recognizing the dominion, the providence of Hashem in our lives? What does that have to do with submitting to Him? So the Sefer HaChinuch HaMitzvah Pshin Pei Vav quotes two reasons for tzitzis. The first is that tzitzis, like a string, lahavdil, around the finger. A person is trying to remember something important, you don't want to forget. Something you have to do later. You want to make sure that you don't forget. And then before we had reminders on technology that would buzz and beep and vibrate and drive us crazy during davening, before davening, after davening, a person would tie a string on their finger. That's how you remembered. We don't tie a string on our finger. We tie strings on the corners of our garments. And that is a remembrance. That's what the paragraph itself says. We see them and we remember. We remember what's important. We remember what matters. We remember what our priorities should be. We remember to whom we answer and who we serve. And who we work for, He doesn't work for us. And that's the gematria of tzitzis. Tzitzis, the word tzitzis, with the eight strings and with the knots, adds up to taryag, it makes us remember. That's the reason everybody knows. But the Sefer HaChinuch quotes a second symbolism and a second reason for the mitzvah tzitzis. Tzitzis, yesh ba remez v'zichron sheguful shel adam v'nafsha akol Hashem yizbarach. The love of the tzitzis is remez leguf shehum min ha'aretz. The white of the tzitzis is a reminder of the body. The body was fashioned from the earth of the ground. Shenivris me'ashelik shu lavan. The Medrash tells, the Pirkei Rabbi Lezer tells us that the human being, the body, comes from the snow that was underneath the kisei hakavod. Shelik shatachas kisei hakavod. The chutim, the strings themselves, remez el aguf. As Chazal tells Maseches Nida Chafei, tchilas b'riyas agufu ke'in chutin. We know the mother, the father, Hashem, each contribute different components to the human being. The strings, like the sinews, the veins, the arteries, it reminds us of the formation of the human being. The tcheles are like the color of a deep color of a person's eyes, like the rakia. Tcheles ha'eino ke'in ha'rakia yirmaz l'nefesh she'im en ha'yonim. The neshama, the nefesh, which comes from above, which comes from the heavens, it comes from the rakia. So you see that tzitzis are not only an external reminder, but tzitzis are themselves a symbol. They represent the body. And in this way, tzitzis are Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. They're not just reminding us that what we do and how we prioritize our lives should reflect submission to Hashem and accepting His providence over us, but it means who we are, the total of who we are. Our very bodies, our existence, that we woke up this morning, what we're here, what we're meant to do. We have a mission, we're on shlichus from Hashem. We have things to accomplish. We're not here for us, we're here to serve and to work for Him. And when we look at the tzitzis and we see the strings, the white, and you see the tcheles, and you see the knots, all of it should remind us about our guf. Our very body is fashioned to hold our neshama, and the combination of the two is to serve Hashem. So there's no Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos greater than that. That third paragraph, based on the Sefer HaChinuch, is a perfect continuity of the first two themes. The tzitzis reminds us what we do. What about Yetzias Mitzrayim? How is that a reflection or a continuation of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim? So, Rav Elvel, the Brisker Rav in his stencil Al Torah Siman Kuf Mem Zayin says, just read the end of Kriyas Shema, of the third paragraph. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim Lios Lachem Lelokim Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The whole reason He took us out was not to be some secular, free political entity. It's not that we were suffering and the humanitarian thing to do was to liberate us and give us freedom. The whole reason He gave us freedom was Lios Lachem Lelokim, to become His avadim. So every time we invoke, every time we think about, every time we commemorate and memorialize Zech Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're not just commemorating a piece of history. Oh, we were slaves, we were subjugated, we were in servitude, and he freed us. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it a miracle? How humanitarian of him. It's not a freedom from, it's freedom to. Freedom from is the end of oppression. You celebrate freedom. Freedom to is to become free to serve Hashem. We actually exchanged our master. We're not the avadim to Paro, we become avadim to Hashem. So that third paragraph in the theme of Yitzias Mitzrayim is a perfect continuation of Kabbalah Somachu Shemayim. When we remember that we didn't just leave in order to attain and gain a freedom, but the responsibility and the obligation of that freedom. Not freedom from, but freedom to serve Him, to surrender to Him, to be on a mission, to make this world the ultimate reflection of what He wants for it. We'll pick up next time.